Welcome. You are listening to Central Synagogue's podcast, featuring sermons, lectures, and conversations from Manhattan's historic Central Synagogue. I'm Rabbi Angela Buchdahl. Each week, we invite you to listen to messages of strength and hope given by our clergy on Shabbat or Jewish holidays. You can also listen to audio recordings of other programs and lectures given at Central by subscribing to this podcast on the platform of your choice. If you'd like to watch our live stream services or learn more about our congregation, I invite you to visit us at centralsynagogue.org. We hope you enjoy this week's sermon. And raise me up to a world of living, oh, safe from the storm, in the shelter of your shadow.
There are certain times of year that compel us to reflect on the concept of time itself. Many are personal. Some we just stood up for, birthdays, wedding anniversaries. Some we'll observe in a few moments, yard sites. But one stands out as particularly collective, the arrival of a new year. According to tradition, for various ritual reasons, the Jewish calendar actually has four new years. But the big one, the one that most clearly marks the passage of time, is of course Rosh Hashanah, when the current year becomes the next one. And of course, in the secular half of our brains, we're all anticipating a similar such new year tomorrow evening. A little over 24 hours from now, 2022 will become 2023. And we will all struggle to remember this as we date things for at least the next 2 weeks. One could call this erroneous tendency a common clerical error, or one could suggest it reflects something deeper, a yearning to hold time back, to bend it to our will. Time is the most common noun in the English language, yet it is the scarcest, most precious thing in our lives. And every time a new year approaches in our calendars, secular and sacred, we are compelled to ask ourselves, what should we do with our oh-so-limited time? And I think that two lines from this week's Torah portion, Vayigash, speak simply and profoundly to the answer to this question. They also happen to be two of my favorite lines in the whole Torah. Last week's parasha, Miketz, left us with a cliffhanger. Joseph's brothers stand before him as their youngest brother Benjamin's life hangs in the balance. Parashat Vayigash begins right as this moment continues, as Judah steps forward and begs to be taken in Benjamin's stead, to spare their father Jacob the pain of losing yet another one of his beloved sons. So moved is Joseph by this gesture that his sobs are heard throughout the land of Egypt. He throws all of his attendants out of the room, and he finally reveals himself to his brothers. I am Joseph. And then the first of my two favorite lines. Ha'od avi chai? Is my father still alive? Here is Joseph, the busiest man in Egypt, one of the most powerful people in the world, with his brothers assembled before him, that same misbegotten band of brothers who betrayed him and threw him into a pit. Joseph could have had 11 pits dug then and there and moved on with his day. But no, he yearns for one thing. Will I get to see my dad again after all these years? How much time does he have left? Will I really get more of that precious time? And without knowing it, Jacob echoes Joseph's words at the very end of the same chapter. After Jacob's sons return from Egypt, they of course tell him that Joseph is alive. And then comes the second of my two favorite lines. Upon hearing this good news, Jacob says, "Od Yosef b'ni chai? My son Joseph is still alive? Elcha ve'erena b'terem amutz. I must go and see him before I die." Here is Jacob, 130 years old, with who knows how many new years ahead, with time as scarce as it gets. And all he wants to do is one thing: see his beloved son before he dies. Is my father still alive? My son is still alive. I must go and see him. What I love about these two lines is that these are words that human beings speak every day, quoting Torah without even knowing it. And they so evoke moments of complete clarity about the nature of time, how capricious time is, how finite it is, how miraculous it is. And Joseph and Jacob know exactly what they want to do with their precious time: spend it with each other. That kind of clarity about our time often eludes us. Sometimes we get the most devastating news, sometimes we get the most amazing news, and sometimes it blindsides us at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. But mostly, we rely on our regular markers of time to remind us that whether we like it or not, time won't wait for us. 5782 became 5783. 2022 will become 2023. One of my favorite things about the end of the year is all the top 10 lists. And the movie that appeared on more top 10 lists than any other this year was an amazing film called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Jade and I finally watched it on December 25th. The film is a multiversal adventure featuring a deliciously menacing everything bagel. Its hero is a Chinese-American woman named Evelyn, and Evelyn is fighting to stop the very fabric of existence from being ripped apart by a widening rift between herself and her daughter, Joy. To quote one reviewer, "The movie is a metaphysical multiverse galaxy brain head trip, but deep down, it's a hurt-filled ballad of mother-daughter love." Like Joseph and Jacob, Evelyn and Joy are aching to find their way back to each other. And my favorite line in the movie comes in the film's climactic scene, which just so happens to be at a Chinese New Year party. There's just something about New Year's. For 2 hours up to this moment, let me remind you, the film has been a galaxy brain head trip. And then Joy says to her mother, Evelyn, "Here, all we get are a few specks of time when any of this actually makes any sense." And Evelyn responds to Joy, "Then I will cherish these few specks of time." It's tempting to seek infinite significance in every moment. It's tempting to try to be everything, everywhere, all at once. But time defies us. Time makes us choose how we spend it. And tonight, on this last Shabbat of 2022, the stories of Evelyn and Joy and Joseph and Jacob offer us this blessing for 2023: that we cherish those precious few specks of time with the most precious people in our lives. Shabbat Shalom. And I'd always praise your name.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Central Synagogue's podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you're in the loop on future episodes. And please follow us on social media or watch our live stream at centralsynagogue.org, our Facebook page, or on national cable at the Jewish Broadcasting Service. Thanks again for joining us. Eloheinu neshanu, v'hamideinu shomrei.